like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity, oh, and find there is another like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity, oh, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity, oh, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. You are holy, oh, so holy. You are holy, oh, so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are faithful, oh, so faithful, yes, you are. You are faithful, oh, so faithful. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are worthy, oh, so worthy. You are worthy, oh, so worthy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. I can search the heavens high. I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one. I can search the heavens high. I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one. I can search the heavens high. I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one, no one so holy. No one so worthy. No one so faithful. There is no one, no one, no one so holy. No one so worthy. No one so faithful. There is no one, no one, no one so holy. No one so worthy. No one so faithful. There is no one, no one. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We can search the whole world, God, but there's none like you. We bless your name this morning. We glorify you. We seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, oh God. Because you are our shepherd, God, and we shall not want for anything. We give you glory and praise for this new day that you have made. And you have allowed us to wake up in it, God, so we praise your name. Hallelujah. And we ask that you would just fill us up, God, until we overflow. You provide the fire. I'll provide the sacrifice. Yes, Lord. You provide the spirit. And I will open up inside. Fill us up, God. Fill us up, God. Fill us up, fill us up, God, fill us up, God, fill us up. You provide the fire. I'll provide the sacrifice, yeah. You'll pour out your spirit. Yes, God. And we will open up inside. Fill us up, God. Fill us up, God. Fill us up. Fill us up, God. Fill us up, God. Fill us up, fill us up, till we overflow. We want to flow over, we want to flow over. Fill us up, yes, God, till we overflow. We want to flow over. We want to flow over. Fill us up, Lord, till we overflow. We want to flow over. We want to flow over. Fill us up. Till we overflow, we want to flow over. 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 Hallelujah.
Lord, we come to you this morning as humbly as we know how, blessing your name as you are holy You are righteous. You are the true anointed one. You are the great I am. Lord, I ask that you bless our two co-founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Continue to keep a song in their heart. Continue to bless the labor of their hands and continue to stir up the gifts that are in both of them on this day and forevermore. Lord, I ask that you bless the support team at the Artist Life family and all the entrepreneurs that work with their products and services. Lord knows we need to be healthier and to maintain this one earthly body that you give us, Lord. And Father, I ask that you bless each and every member of our leadership team. Strengthen us. We may be small in number, but we are mighty and great with your strength and with the power and the gifts and talents that you have given to us. Bless each and every family that's represented on this call this morning. And Lord, bless each and every family member and every friend, Lord, that wanted to be on the call, and for whatever reason, they were unable to get on the call. Lord, be with us. We can't. Please allow us, Lord, not to be complacent as things begin to somewhat settle down during this time of virus and pestilence, Lord. Help us to still be vigilant, Lord. Help us to be dutiful. Help us to stand in our rightful place and position, Lord, and to go before you every day with prayer, petition, fasting, and supplication. Help us to be kind to one another. Help us to be patient and understanding. Do indeed, Lord, help us to have the fruits of the Spirit. Lord, I ask that you help each and every individual that may be experiencing various symptoms in their body that are unexplainable. This is indeed a tumultuous time. But Lord, I have hope in you. My confidence is in you. My help and strength is in you. You are the creator and the Lord of all. You start, you stop. There is no beginning and there is no end with you. But in this earthly world, you stop and you start. You make the winds behave. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you all the praise. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, Sister Cynthia, I hear you loud and clear.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for that on-time word, that powerful prayer, greeting us this morning and starting us off with that powerful prayer. This is a beautiful morning. I'm just thanking God this morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for ushering us in that praise and worship. Fill us up, Lord, with the overflow. Thank you so much for that. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let me just share with you a little bit about this blessed call that we have this morning. I'm so excited to be on this journey. On October 2010, our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us on the journey. Well, we started with our scripture, Psalms 88 and 13. But to you I cried out, O Lord, in the morning, come, my prayer come before you. Yes, we have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we be in our day. Amen. Well, we also have a website that you could visit 24/7 anytime something is, in your spirit that you want to get a word, write to themasterscall.net. Themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on that site as well as the bio of our speakers. The theme for this year, 2021, is with God, strategic, shifting, pathetic, and sudden, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. That's reading from Mark 16:15-20. If you've been led by the Lord as part of the blessed ministry, as agreed as Minister Ruth, as a host as yours truly, or a word from the Lord, or a songlist, you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer giving minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But on Friday, we have you in the second part. You can stay over and give your prayer requests and praise report live. We welcome you. On our phenomenal company called Artifice National, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31-plus years ago, we are now called Artist Life. Great products so that we become healthy. And I always say we can become wealthy. You can share with anyone come 3 feet of you. The new morning motivation call is held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders is giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life product. That number is 712-770-4005, and that PIN number is 294-617-pound. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Metro PCS, or Cricket, you can use the bypass number. That's 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. You call that first. Today is Thursday. We're excited. Testimonial Thursday. And we're going to have a manager, D. Lee, will be hosting that call this morning. Well, we ask everyone to stay connected with our Facebook and Artist Life. And also visit your WhatsApp app and keep in touch. What's the new products? What's going on with the promotions? Just stay in touch with our company. We are so proud. I'm so proud to be a part of Artist Life. And I want to share with you our speaker this morning. And she's no stranger to this call. She was my prayer partner. Let me just give you a little bit about her. Her name is Prophet Cad Brown, born in New York City. Currently reside in San Antonio, Texas. Prophet Cad received her BS in electronic engineering in 1996. She's called to ministry in 2000. As a late minister, God led her to the seminary where she received her Master's of Art Pastoral Counseling as a Master of Divinity and Pastoral Ministry. She stands on the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. Well, I know the plans I have for you. Hallelujah. She has a wonderful, well, our son, let's say Christopher's our son also, entire TMC, who she loves so much. Kai is a publisher. She has a first book, When God Birthed the Ministry. You can go to Amazon, and you can be able to purchase that book. Also, she's my prayer partner. She's also an artist distributor. I can go on and on about her, but we ask everyone to go to the website and review her extensive bio. Without further ado, let me introduce you to some and present to us none other than my friend that I love, Prophet Cat. Are you out there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. And we are just so thankful to Minister Tiffany for ushering us into the presence of the Lord with the just praise and worship that she put forth and just took us to the feet of the Master. And, of course, to Minister Ruth, we say thank you for seating and greeting us, and to Minister Cynthia for hosting with such Jesus joy. I want to say a special thank you to our two dynamic and amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because their yes is why we can be here this morning for such a time as this. And their obedience just shows the women of God that they are. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Daddy God. So we're going to get right back into the Word this morning. We are in the middle of a series called the I Am Series, and we have been talking about allowing God to be the I Am in our lives. And so as we started this series, we talked about how God, you know, sent Moses back to the children of Israel. And Moses was like, I ain't going to them because I don't know who you are. They're going to ask me what your name is. And he said, I am that I am. So God made himself the perfect present tense of who he is, who he was, and who he was going to be for the children of Israel. So what he did when he told Moses, I am that I am, is that he covered all of the bases. He is our everything, is what he was telling them as he was sending Moses back to them. So we didn't talk about I am God the Creator, because Minister Candy did that the next day, which was amazing. And it's how God lines things up. He just lines them up according to his desire and how he wants them taught. So we talked about I am your protector. And today's topic is going to be I am your provider. I am your provider. And the first scripture that I want to go to, people don't necessarily look as a scripture of provision from God. But if we think about it, it is truly a scripture of provision. And that is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And if we stop there and think about that scripture, for God so loved the world that he gave, he provided his only begotten son. That means he gave Jesus to the cross so that we could be returned to right relationship with him. If that is not the ultimate provision, I don't know what is. So a lot of people don't look at John 3:16 as a scripture of provision. But it's God ultimately providing a means for us to come back to him, to be restored to right relationship. And before we can do anything, we have to have that restoration to relationship with him. So John 3:16 is the ultimate provision, because he provided Jesus, and Jesus then fulfilled the scripture by allowing himself to go to the cross to restore our relationship with God. So John 3:16, God provides for us not only salvation, but restoration to relationship with him. And I thank him for it. That is the ultimate I am move. Because without that, we would still be doing blood sacrifices and yearly sacrifices and all sorts of rituals that would have to take place to atone for our sins. But instead, God sent Jesus, and Jesus accepted that being sent to the cross so we could have the ultimate relation restoration with God. He is our provider. I am your provider. So we need to stop and look at all of the things that God provides for us and how he provides and how he tells us to find that provision. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So we've got to do our part in God being our provider. I am your provider. So how do we get there? Seek ye first. Okay, so that means first we've got to delve into the word and get to the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and then he will provide all of those things, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Well, what is all these things? Because we know that every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. So that is what all these things shall be provided unto you. We have to make sure that we are doing our part to allow God to be the I am in our lives, and that includes him being our provider. We have a part to play in this. This is not just, you know, a one-way relationship. God is not our ATM machine. We don't just go up to him, punch in a few buttons, and then he spits it out. We've got to build the relationship. How do we do that? How do we allow him to be our provider if we aren't doing our part? You know, God is not just some tool we use. We have got to build a relationship with God, and that comes through prayer and fasting, reading our word, spending time with him daily, meditating on the word day and night. We have got to do our part. This is not one way we just going to walk up and ask God for what we want. He's going to provide it, and then we're going to move on until we need him again. That's not how the relationship works. Philippians 4 and 19, and my God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. You know, a lot of us like to read that scripture and stay right there. We don't want to do the pre-work that comes with that scripture. Everybody just wants to jump on that part, and then we just go on about our business. But that's not how relationship works. So if you look at starting at verse 14, Yet it is good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, you Philippians know the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel when I sent from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gift, what I desire is the more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, the fragrance offerings and acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. And God will meet all of your needs according to your riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. See, the church, was sending to Paul. And so they were giving gifts, and they were giving, and they were giving, and they were giving, and they were giving. And then you get to, and God will meet all of your needs according to his riches and glory. See, the church was a giver to meet Paul's needs. The Philippian church was a giver to meet Paul's needs before the blessing, and God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. See, we've got to be doing our part. Are we allowing God to be our provider by giving as he leads us to give? See, you can't just take the parts and pieces out that you want. That's not good theology. That's not how relationship with God works. You don't want people in relationship with you to just take and take and take and take and never pour back in. So why do we think it's okay for us to do that with God? Are we doing our part to let him be the I am in our lives? Are we standing on his word? Are we reading it and getting the understanding of how the provision works? God is not our ATM machine. He is not to be used and abused, and then we walk away, and then when we need to run back because we find ourselves in situations and circumstances, that we just run back because we are in need. Are we building that relationship? In that same chapter, Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Provision. No need to be anxious. Ask me for it with prayer and supplication. And then allow my peace to rest on you and let Jesus guard your heart and mind. Provision. God provides everything we need according to his riches and glory. Everything. The word says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Again, he will provide the things that you desire. See, this goes past the need. He'll give you what you desire if you delight yourself in him. That's provision. That's provision for some of the things that you want. And notice as you delight yourself in him, if you're really honest with yourself, as you delight yourself in the Lord, the desires of your heart change from those things that are in the natural and the physical to those gifts that are spiritual. You want more of him if you're truly delighting yourself in him. You want the things that he wants for you if you are delighting yourself in him. Your desires change because you get more into what he desires. You get more into that Jeremiah 29:11 mode. You get more into desiring his perfect will instead of that just which is permissive from him. I am your provider. God will provide. Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door shall be opened. But how we do those things, how we ask, when we ask and what we ask for are important, are a part of the process. Are we asking for those things that are God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for us? Or are we asking for things to satisfy our flesh? Or are we somewhere in between in his permissive will? I am your provider. He's our Jehovah Jireh. He provides all that we need. And if we're truly building that relationship, he provides some of the things that we want. But we have to make sure that we understand and stand in that James 1:17 knowledge that every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variations or shadows due to change. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's us who change. It's our wills that line up with his. It is our desires that line up with his will if we are delighting ourselves in him. And if we are truly walking in faith with him and trusting him, the things that he provides are more than enough if we're honest. We have to make sure that we are doing our part in building this relationship and allowing him to be the I am in our lives. Are you allowing him to be the I am your provider today? Are you allowing him to be I am your protection today? Are you allowing him to be the I am your creator today? Or are you cutting God off at the knees and putting him in a box and only allowing him to do that which you desire him to do? I don't know about you, but I want God's provision his way, not mine. Because my way is limited. I can only see so much, but God is omnipresent, and he can see it all in every situation and circumstance that he knows is already coming to our lives. Why would we want to step in the middle of him providing what we need for those times? I am your provider if you allow me to be. And I'm providing that perfect Jeremiah 29:11 if you let me. So if we allow him to, He will continue to show us, like he did with John 3:16, like he's done with Philippians 4:19, like he's done with Philippians 4:6 and 7, like he's done with Matthew 21 and 22, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Provision. Are we allowing God to be the I am in our lives? Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Thank you so much for that profound word. I told you that is so awesome. I am. Well, for the profound word, shortly after this, I will call you back for the benediction. Well, let us have a few announcements. Let us pray. Oh, our prayer request this morning. Hallelujah. Dear God, we are thanking you for another day that we never seen before. Hallelujah. We thank you for this entire message this morning from Prophet Kai. I am. So I am. God is providing everything that we need. So we must say, humble ourselves and be a blessing. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for two outstanding co-founders. Hallelujah. Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherford. Well, the master's call for the past 10-plus years. We have been empowered. We are so thankful this morning for their on-time word. Lord, we thank you for being with us. We praise, thank God for our the Diaz de Leon family, every Diaz de Leon family, for sharing artists' life with everyone. And we thank you, staff, for being the ones to get our products out. We praise God for each one of them. We pray right now for every family that's been touched by COVID. Lord, help them this morning. Lord, if we must get the shot, let us pray over before we do anything, Lord. But God is always in control. We thank you. As we say, once you provide all our needs, we must listen that we want to remain healthy, Father. Lord, we pray for every bereaving family this morning. Lord, we are a special blessing for our Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherford and her family, Lord. Touch them like never before. Anyone else, Lord, that is going to breathe this morning, we want to touch them. We want you to touch them, Lord, this morning. God, we need them like we need you like we never need you before, Lord. We pray for the world this day, Lord. Touch the family that lost their lives yesterday in Atlanta, Lord. We pray for those families this morning, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Pray for everyone that understand that we have to love one another no matter what. We have to love one another. We pray for a special blessing this morning, God. You give us the strength to go on, Lord. We love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Well, let me just, I want to share with you, if you want to listen to this playback of this powerful message. Hallelujah. I am. This is a serious. So please listen to this call and share with each and every one that you come in contact with. That number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. Today, as I shared with you, is the new morning motivation call. Right after this call, that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. PIN number is 294-617-POUND. We want to also make sure that we are staying in touch with our back office. Also, if you anyone that shared this call with you, you need be able to contact them so that you can get the update information on our Artist Life products. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for greeting us this morning and starting us off with that powerful prayer. We thank you, Minister Tiffany, for ushering us in and fill us up, Lord. Fill us up with overflow of blessings. And we thank you, Prophet Cap, for that on-time word, once that powerful word. I tell you, every time I'm going to listen to this again, and we certainly appreciate you all that you do. Hallelujah. Will you please call us out in a benediction, please?
Thank you again, Minister Cynthia, for hosting with Jesus Joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for allowing us to come together yet again in your presence, Father, to receive a word for such a time as this. And as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we want to make sure that we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Now unto him is able to keep us from stumbling and present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace.